A researcher in Adelaide is using 3D imaging in a way that could eventually save lives. The Flinders University microbiologist is making three-dimensional pictures of the bacteria which cause Legionnaires' disease. They show that the bugs may be able to grow without needing a host, as previously thought. Rebecca Bryce reports.
They're the kinds of pictures you might expect to see from the Hubble telescope. But the bright and blurry colours and dots are in fact microcosms of slime in a laboratory in Adelaide. They're the creation of a Flinders University microbiologist, Dr. Michael Taylor.
We took small pieces of DNA that were specific to each of the organisms we were looking for. We connected them to a fluorescent chemical, and then we put them into that microbial sort of soup, and they went and stuck to all the bits that we wanted. Then we used a device called a confocal scanning laser microscope, where you shine different lasers onto that piece of biofilm, and then the things you're looking for fluoresce at different times, and you actually get a full image of everything as it builds up.
What they were looking for was the Legionella bacteria in its natural environment.
A lot of the time when you study microorganisms in the lab, you take them out of their environment and you look at them sort of individually, and it doesn't give you a whole picture of what's going on. So we built something that looked like a cooling tower, where you'd normally find Legionella, and tried to grow it in a sort of natural environment. Then we took pieces of that natural environment and we started looking at it under the microscope to see exactly how it grew without disturbing it. We tried to keep it as natural as possible to actually see how it was living there.
And he made a surprising discovery. Conventional thinking has it that the bacteria is eaten by another organism, then grows and multiplies.
And then eventually the organism gets full and it bursts and you have a whole lot of Legionella. But we didn't realise that the Legionella can actually live on its own in that environment, just waiting for a host to come along and growing very, very slowly. So we've always thought that you could only grow with protozoa, when in actual fact it may be able to get by on its own.
The symptoms of Legionnaires' disease are similar to those of a cold, according to Professor Paddy Phillips from the South Australian Health Department.
There are two types of Legionella bacteria. There's Legionella pneumophila, which people can catch from the aerosols from hot water systems, in particular the hot water systems where the water is stored at an insufficiently hot temperature to kill the bugs. The other type of bug is Legionella longbeachii, and that's caught from mainly from potting mixes.
Up to 90% of people who get the disease fully recover, according to the World Health Organization.
It is treatable with antibiotics, so seeking early medical attention is the main thing. Some people do need to be admitted to hospital where they get intravenous antibiotics, but almost all people recover completely.
But for some, it causes fatal pneumonia. Last month, an Adelaide woman in her 70s died from Legionnaires' disease. Associate Professor Richard Bentham teaches public health microbiology at Flinders University.
More than 100 cases in Scotland just recently, one of the largest outbreaks of Legionnaires' disease ever. More than 20 cases in Stoke-on-Trent in England. We've had a recent case here in Adelaide associated with a hot water system. So Legionnaires' disease is an ongoing problem.
Michael Taylor.
It was only first identified as a cause of disease in 1977, as opposed to lots of other historic bacteria that we know about. So it's only been around fairly recently, and because we've only really encountered it in human-constructed environments, it's probably persisted for a long time, and we may well have been unaware of it. So we've had to sort of catch up really quickly to work out how it grows, why it causes disease, and then how to get rid of it.
Richard Bentham says getting rid of it is the next step in the research.
We have a suspicion that current disinfection methods aren't particularly reliable because the slimes protect themselves against disinfectants like chlorine, which makes them very hard to control and dislodge.
Using the 3D pictures, he says, they'll be able to get a much better idea of how the different disinfectants work.
Rebecca Bryce.